Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Show. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is October
most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, hey, I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to contact Dan faster, then you can call and let him know, text him on his phone, let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886. That's 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, Wichita Mission Update, about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
She's learning to speak fast, ain't she, folks? Anyway, you ought to listen to her, and normally she always speaks fast. Anyway, we're at National Satellite Radio Program with simulcast live on net internationally. It's on YouTube. Some FM, and wait a minute, no longer on. We're not putting the radio programs on YouTube because I put a couple on there, and they got censored, and I don't want to blow the channel, so I'm going to use it for just things that you just can't mention COVID and about 10 other things, but the channel is still usable for other things, so check it once in a while. But anyway.
Let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Moscow, Russia Federation, Paris, France, Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, you know, where the virus came from.
Kung Fu Virus Town, really?
Yeah.
Maybe they want to know if we're talking about them. And Portland, Oregon, Aurora, Illinois, and Honolulu, Hawaii, in the USA, and Kansas City, Missouri is the largest group of listeners that will listen when it podcasts later tonight on branch.podomatic.com.
Yeah, and Wuhan has been listening to us even from the first with the virus. That's why I had even got a couple of messages from them. You know, anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's at Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. But also send me a text to you, my phone. Let me know where you're hailing from, especially if we've never, ever said your city on the radio program before. There you go. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father, the world is in such turmoil. Please, please, please give us the right things to say to the people and give them ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Let's get to the song and
don't believe we're room, can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me. Take a look around, just tell me, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take rest and tell me.
Okay. There we go.
There we go. That now it's gone. It's probably just something I heard. You know what I mean?
No, I heard it. I'm a confirmation.
You're a confirmation. you say you're a couple other things besides a confirmation. She's my wonderful wife, right, folks? Anyway, there's a lot of things going on out there. We're going to bring you a couple of strange things today. Let's start off with this. Go right ahead, Mother.
Okay, a NASA asteroid simulation confirms what the Bible has already told us would happen in the future. From May 3rd, 2021, from End Times Headlines. ETH, NASA, has just finished up recent simulations on how to prepare society for an asteroid strike, and their conclusion was that there is currently no technology on Earth that would be capable of stopping a massive asteroid from wiping out Europe.
Okay, and it's talking about your... So what's funny about that, now look at that first statement by NASA, folks. This is how you can tell something's going on. When they said, well, there's currently no technology on Earth that would be capable of stopping a massive asteroid from wiping out Europe. So why wouldn't they say from stopping a massive asteroid from wiping out a country on Earth? Why would they say Europe unless they wasn't thinking about something specific towards Europe? You see what my point?
Yeah, target area.
Okay, but now see, so this was early, but let's read the rest and then we'll get into it.
According to the report from MSN News, the week-long exercise that was led by NASA concluded that catastrophe would be unavoidable even if humanity was given 6 months to prepare. The hypothetical impact scenario reportedly took place during a planetary defense conference hosted by the United Nations and only proved that governments of the world are woefully unprepared for this kind of disaster. If confronted with the scenario in real life, we would not be able to launch any spacecraft on such short notice with current capabilities, the participants said. I believe this report only confirms what the Bible has already foretold regarding an asteroid strike that will one day hit the Earth called Wormwood and is mentioned directly in the Book of Revelation. According to the Bible, this asteroid will be responsible for a third of the waters on the Earth becoming bitter and the death of many from the water because it was made bitter. And it was time for this to take place. I don't believe we will have the technology or the capability of preventing it from taking place.
Okay.
And yeah, that Wormwood word stuck in my brain ever since little bitty kid.
Okay. So let me break this down. So here you got a guy from In Times Headlines, which I reached out to him because he wrote a book. If he wanted to come on and talk about his book, but anyway. Saying that NASA has said they could do nothing to stop it. So now, this is recent from NASA. Go right ahead.
Okay. Planetary Defense, NASA will launch November mission to deflect devastating asteroid from hitting Earth by nudging it with a spacecraft, as the agency says. NASA's mission to deflect an asteroid using a spacecraft is targeting a late November launch. The DART spacecraft will head towards the Didymus binary on November 24th, Bucci's birthday, aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It will smash into Didymoon at roughly 13,500 miles per hour on October 2nd, 2022. Didymoon came close to Earth in 2003, coming within 3.7 million miles. According to NASA, over 25,000 near-Earth objects have been discovered. By Chris Sicca of DailyMail.com.
Okay. This was published on October 5th, now 2021. Now, so NASA said earlier in the year they couldn't do anything to stop it. Now they're concerned in sending something out there. Let's go with this article.
NASA said on Monday that its mission to deflect an asteroid in deep space using a spacecraft is targeting a late November launch. Known as the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, DART mission, the U.S. Space Agency will send the DART spacecraft to a pair of asteroids, the Didymos binary, at 1:20 a.m. Eastern Time on November 24th aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. DART will smash into one of the two asteroids known as Didymoon at roughly 13,500 miles per hour on October 2nd, 2022. In doing so, it will change the speed of the Didymoon a fraction of a percent, but it will be enough so NASA can measure its altered orbit. This will provide vulnerable input into future missions to deflect asteroids.
Valuable.
Yeah, valuable. Yeah. What did I say?
Vulnerable.
Oh. At roughly 160 meters, 524 foot wide, Didymoon orbits a much larger space rock known as Didymos. That is approximately 780 meters, 2,559 feet across. Didymoon came relatively close to Earth in 2003, coming within 3,700 million miles. Of the two asteroids, Didymoon is more likely to hit Earth, given there are more space rockets its size that NASA and the Center of Near-Earth Object Studies have yet to observe. DART will be the first demonstration of the kinetic impactor technique, which involves sending one or more large high-speed spacecraft into the path of an asteroid in space to change its motion, NASA said in a statement. NASA considers any near-Earth object as potentially hazardous, even if it comes within 0.05 astronomical units, which is 4.6 million miles, and measures more than 460 feet in diameter.
Okay. If it comes within 0.05 astronomical units, in other words, if it comes within 4.6 miles, it's a danger to Earth, because they never know what, how they're going to change any of these things. But we will read the rest of this article. Yeah, let's finish the article, and then I'll talk about it.
Okay. According to the U.S. Space Agency, there's just over 25,000 NEOs, but many more are waiting to be discovered. On October 1st, NASA said that the Cube satellite, CubeSat, that will accompany DART, was already in for installation. The CubeSat weighs 31 pounds and measures roughly the length of an adult's hand and forearm, the agency said. DART is the first part of the NASA's asteroid defense strategy, designed in collaboration with the European Space Agency to protect Earth from a possible impact from a hazardous asteroid.
All right. There's not really a lot left in that, but my point is that number one, why would they be doing it unless they needed to do it? But, you know, first they said, well, it wouldn't be done, it couldn't be done, and now they're doing the exact thing that they said couldn't be done. And let me ask you a question. Did government ever tell you the truth?
Never.
Well, I don't know about never, but, you know, figure it out when it's telling the truth. But my point is this. So while they're doing this, why are they doing it? Is it because, oh, well, this is just a test, or are we really desperate because Diddy Moon is headed to the Earth? See, there's the point. You know, we don't know. And they won't.
They'll have too much panic if they tell you.
Well, right, and they, you know, they wouldn't tell us anyway, but at some point, you know, because there's so many people out there with satellites, or not satellites, telescopes, you know, we would know before it hit, it's coming, you know what I'm saying, but there's a lot of asteroids, and because of these particular asteroids, but there's a lot of asteroids that nobody even catches until they've already zoomed past the Earth and gotten real close. And so I agree with that. If you just all of a sudden are coming, we got no technology to get rid of it. I don't know. Point is, it's something to watch for. And I found it, really, really interesting. The next part of this program that we're going to talk about, and we're not going to talk about it until it comes back, if you have people that are not listening to radio that normally do, folks, and you're listening live, I'd suggest that you go get them so we can tell you about this story when we come back from break. But, yeah, it's pretty devastating. So a couple of minutes, we'll talk about the mission, Church. We got about 2 minutes before break. Anything new on Thanksgiving? Or are you looking for people to support you on Thanksgiving?
I'm still looking for turkeys, yeah. I found a few. Our local store had a few. They have five. Is all they have, but it was $1.99 a pound, and they only had 10-pound turkeys on it. And if I get 10-pound turkeys, I'm going to need at least... I'm shooting for 150 pounds of turkey. That's what I need.
Okay, well... So you're looking for 150 pounds of turkey. So what we're looking for is people that want to sponsor the Thanksgiving dinner. That's the point. Unless you live in Wichita, then you could deliver some turkeys. That'd be cool. But there is hope, you know, as like I had been telling her, you know, when there wasn't any turkeys there, I said, well, you know, we got about a month and a half before it's Turkey Day. But we're putting it out again ahead of time because, you know, Thanksgiving has traditionally been one of our biggest.
I'll be really shocked if there's any real turkey sales this year because there's a turkey shortage. I've even been looking at turkey farms, and fresh turkey farms are already selling out. Most of them are out of stock. You have to pre-order, and they're not even guaranteeing you're going to get them. But they're for a 13-pound turkey, they're like $101. So, yeah, that's kind of expensive. expensive.
Right, but that's been broken by the, you know, what I'm saying is with a few of them coming to this thing, and it's still a month and a half away from Thanksgiving, then there's a lot of hope that there's going to be turkeys out there.
I went and paid the mortgage for the mission church yesterday, and the maintenance man made the comment that him and all his friends are, because, and they knew about the turkey shortage, so it is something that's out there, but he said him and all his friends are going wild turkey hunting this year because they can't find turkeys.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That sounds like a fun thing to
he
do.
Said, he told us, he said, well, just gather up some of them and just take them wild turkey hunting. So that's what we're, me and my buddies are all doing this year. We're going wild turkey hunting. I said, yeah, okay.
Well, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. Okay. Well, so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, you know, and you can find all the information that you want to about the Wichita Mission Church and our radio ministry and all the breaking news and stuff over at prophecyhour.com. You can donate online, over the telephone, mail a check or money order. Pray about support and talk radio. And remember what I said, if you don't have people listening right now to this program that normally do or whatever, you need to tune into the second half of this program when we come back, because we got some really strange thing to talk about. So where is all that at?
All that information is over on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night to worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink-wrap set to 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Well, we're back. Pastor Dan.
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay. Well, I hope you guys are ready for this. This is pretty strange. While there's a lot of doctors, there's a lot of frontline doctors, you know, they call themselves frontline doctors, but there's a lot of doctors doing various tests on, you know, COVID vaccines and people's blood and stuff, like the one man that, the one doctor that had a patient allow him to take his blood, and he tested his blood for, you know, antibodies and those kind of things that fight, you know.
For his immune system.
For his immune system. Tested him before he took the shot, and then the guy allowed him to take his blood test just right afterwards. And he was completely about fell over, he said, because his immune system was just being destroyed by the virus.
Immediately. So
and
he
said it would cause autoimmune disease, and we've heard that before. Places like Natural News that have said, where a lot of doctors have been on their interview and said that autoimmune is something that your body attacks itself, you know, and that's what it would cause. Okay. Well, having said that, like you say, there's a lot of those things out there. We're hearing all about how the vaccines are now, even when you see it on Drudge Report now, which is a leftist haven, they're talking about that. They're even admitting that the vaccine is only good, they're saying it's good for about 2 months. After that, it's no, you know, it doesn't work. Okay, having said that, this is by far the strangest thing that I have found yet. And I saw the video that you can see this is over at ProphecyHour.com if you go to the pastor's page. Let's get into it, and we'll talk more about it.
Okay, Stu Webb had Dr. Carrie Maggia on his show 2 days ago, and if you haven't heard what she said yet about the tentacle-looking things that seem self-aware that she saw under the microscope when she looked at the content of the modern
Moderna
and Johnson & Johnson vaccine, when you should hear this. Dr. Carrie Maggia, first U.S. lab examines vaccine vials, horrific findings revealed.
Okay, and that interview's on Rumble, and I'm going to send it to the pastor's page once again, so it's right at the top so you can find it. But so then I went and found her, I watched it, and then I went and found her website today, and this is what's on her website, and then after we read it, we'll talk about it.
Stu Peters interviews Dr. Carrie, and her findings are extraordinary. From her website, Dr. Maggi was given several samples by a Georgian laboratory of the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and what Dr. Maggia discovers under the microscope are things that she's never seen before and things that were very upsetting. Dr. Maggia goes on to explain that normally there isn't any color visible to notice, only the white light from the microscope. But while looking at the vials, brilliant colors, brilliant blue, yellow, royal purple, and sometimes green, appeared, and this was something that she has never seen before.
Right, so the something in the vaccine's putting off this light.
Yeah.
You know, okay, go on.
Dr. Maggia goes on to describe the Moderna viral sample as something like a superconducting computing system, and metallic fragments that I am not used to seeing. She later refers to it as an injectable computing system.
Okay, but she doesn't know for sure. She's just guessing, and she said it in the video. She's just guessing what it is, but it's putting off different colored lights, and it's
and metallic fragments, big gold pieces of metallic floating around in there.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. She goes on to describe metallic fragments that I'm not used to seeing.
Opaque
and cubed structures, as well as fiber structures as well. Dr. Maggia goes on to explain the particulates started to move, started to move to the edge of the glass slide and started to what she explains as self-assemble, and things were growing. She also discovered as what is described as organisms having tentacles, and was able to lift itself off of the slide and appeared to be self-aware. And I've seen it. It's really gross and scary. People are having that shot into their bodies.
Okay, and my first thought was, did they do something alien? But I think I actually found the answer.
Okay. Dr. Carrie also went on to say the things she discovered and was never seen before by her as well as her fellow colleagues. She explained that this is something that was never taught in school and any research has ever found.
Yeah, she's never found it. They've never had it in any research.
Something they've never even seen before. Dr. Majada also described that there was definitely graphene found in each vial and a fatty substance such as hydrogel. And so she knows the media is completely lying about this not having nanolipid substances.
Okay, now you can only guess with these metallic things in there. You know, it could be very well something like a computer thing or something for tracking devices. This may be why they're trying to get everybody to track them. But we still have unanswered. I think I had the answer in a minute to what the tentacled thing was. But let's go on and read the rest of what she had to say.
Okay, after the first file was observed, Dr. Majada went back into the lab and observed a J&J vial. And this one, she explained, as a little different with more spiral structures as well as different colors, more fluorescent in color. After this discovery and it matching what she saw the first time, Dr. Mayer says that she started crying and explaining how we were injecting these into human beings and soon to be our children. Dr. Majada also described that this is a spiritual warfare. Listen, we are under attack, and we need to be aware of what's going on with these vaccines.
Okay, now, Dr. Majet, whatever her name is, she is a, you know, she's a saved doctor, and she tries to, everything she does with, you know, with her Christianity, you know what I mean? She's a really strong, practicing Christian is what I want you to know. Okay, let's go on with the rest of it.
Dr. Carey also shared how this could be the beginning for the advent of transhumanism and human surveillance and human policing, as well as the connection with MasterCard and our monetary funds being connected to the injectable computing system. Dr. Majada is seriously concerned about what is happening in our world right now, and I would ask that you stand with her in this worldwide fight against tyranny that is here and is being forced upon us and our children. We thank you so much for visiting the website, and we ask for your support and prayer, financial giving, and reaching out to share your stories.
Okay, I will definitely put another link to her site over there so you can.
Yeah, you got to go see that video. It doesn't sound as. Once you see it, you'll realize how bad it is.
Okay, now. Listen, and I'll read what I want to read out of this for you. I found this while I was snooping around when I found her website, and I went looking for some other things, and I stumbled across this. And, you know, so this could be what it is. The rise of the robot. Scientists create first living robots. And I don't know the name of this. This website is CuriousMouse.com. Anyway, meet the Xbox, the very first living robots that are able to walk, swim, and even heal themselves if damaged. In a revolutionary, scary scientific achievement, a group of researchers has successfully created the first living robots from frog stem cells. These robots are called Xenobots after the African clawed frog. Scientists from Vermont and Tufts universities have reused living cells from frog embryos and managed to create entirely new life forms considered living robots. Dubbed Xenobots, the creatures are one millimeter vast and can move towards a designated area and even perform different tasks. The scientists also created the Exobots have revealed the machines are small enough to enter the human body. They can swim, they can survive without food for weeks, and are able to work collectively in groups. That's talking about a symbol.
Swim, walk, and yeah.
Yeah, these are entirely new life forms. They have never existed on Earth, explained Michael Levin, the Allen Discovery Center director at Tufts University in Bedford, Massachusetts. He says they are living, programmable organisms. That means they can program them to do certain things in your body. The robots were designed by an evolutionary algorithm that runs on a supercomputer and a highly advanced piece of artificial intelligence. This shows a Xenobot with a red heart muscle image. Well, anyway, You'll find this over there, the pastor's page. Anyway, according to a press release, the scientists used stem cells from the African clawed monkey to create the creature. Stem cells were used since they are specialized cells and can develop into many different cell types. After taking stem cells from frog embryos, the researchers left them to incubate. After incubation, the cells were cut and shaped into the desired body form designed by a supercomputer, which produced forms never before seen in nature. Now, these kind of things almost...
That looks just like what's in her
that
video.
That looks like what's in the video, those things. It doesn't look like the tentacle one, but it looks like the other thing.
It looks like the particles that are floating around.
Anyway, eventually, skin cells bonded from the structures. Pulsating heart muscle gave these xenobots the ability to walk on their own. In addition to being able to walk and swim, researchers revealed the robots, again, can heal themselves. So here it is. I think, because if you look at this article, see, and that's what you do with research. You read one article and you research, you look for other things. So I pulled this article up. This actually looks like what we see it in the video and what she's talking about. Is it? I can't tell. I'm not a scientist, but it looks close to it. But there's the other thing. So this is real. These shots are really a crazy experiment. What are they putting in your bodies? Number one, it's killing people. Number two, is it a tracking device? And three, what is this thing that seems to be alive in there? Is it one of these robots? Or is it something even worse? Is it something that maybe some demonic angel, fallen angels, have given them to put in our bodies to do something? I joked with one person on Facebook. I said, great, now what are these people going to do? All of a sudden turn into tentacled monsters? You know, what did they put in our systems? And so many people are blindly doing it. And even people were really upset.
Well, they're listening to the media that are having all them lying commercials about how the shots are if you wait too late, you're going to, there's like four or five of them on there that are all a bunch of full of lies.
Yeah, and I'm going to use the picture, folks, today of this tentacled object. I'm going to use it when this goes to podcast. It'll be the podcast picture for this episode so you can see it. But I strongly...
Yeah, it kind of looks like a silverfish or a starfish.
It looks more like...
An octopus or something.
It looks more like a spider with tentacled legs or like maybe an octopus.
I think it looks like a starfish.
But starfish, their legs are more solid and so on and so forth. And they're more uniform. This isn't uniform at all. This is more looks like
it's a bunch of
body.
Legs.
It doesn't matter what we think it looks like. Y'all go over there and have a look at it. But
I posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, so did I, of course, and sent it around in Messenger a little bit. But it'll be over there at the Prophecy Hour page. And, you know, you can look at the pastor's page at the Prophecy Hour page, and you'll find a link to it and to her site. But what really upsets me is I know some people that, you know, like book writers and things that chose to take the shot. And at first, when I questioned them why they took the shot, they were, you know, first kind of defensive. And then, you know, because they realized, you know, well, they were talking to me, somebody that's been friendly with them, you know, then we broke down the conversation. And I just straight out asked, I said, you know, I know that you haven't been going on tours and things, you know, and I know that you're required to have vaccine passports in order to fly, and you fly to other countries and, you know, use the airplane a lot. So is it that the reason, part of the reason why you decided to take the shot? And they did admit that, yeah, you have to have a passport, you know, you have to have a shot to fly and all that. And so, you know, they were choosing that over what I could tell their own common sense was telling them to do, you know. It's going to be a disaster. Some people are predicting, I don't know, that people will die within a couple of years after taking the shot. But we're seeing a huge number of people dying, like we said last week, just as soon as you take the shot, within 14 days.
Yeah, they don't even consider you vaccinated until the 15th day because so many people are dying within the first 14 days.
Yeah, and that's just crazy.
So they don't claim it died from the COVID vaccine or from COVID if you make it to until you make it till the 15th day.
Right, and there's a whole bunch of people over there that a bunch of people, high up people at the FBA, either resigned or got fired at the FDA, and those are people that are in disagreement with what's going on at, you know, the Federal Drug Administration. That is the one that, you know, okays all the drugs and everything. Okay, well, we got something here from Trump.
Our country's in big trouble, said former President Trump, who warns of war with China, by World Tribune staff October 6, 2021. The communist regime in China is primed to exploit the weaknesses in Joe Biden and his administration, former President Donald Trump noted on Wednesday. In a statement released by his political action committee, Trump said, because the election was rigged and America now has weak and corrupt leadership, we may very well end up in a war with China no longer respects the U.S. Who no longer respects the USA. They witnessed firsthand our television generals complete surrender to the Taliban with the loss of 13 great warriors and the handing over of $85 billion of our best and most expensive military equipment in the world. China and Russia are already reverse engineering the equipment so they can build it for themselves. The only thing the radical left Democrats who are not destroying our nation are good at is rigging the election.
No.
Who are destroying our nation.
Okay.
Are good at rigging elections and criminal activity, while always blaming the other side through their corrupt prosecutors and prosecutions. Our country is in big trouble. We better get going fast. Trump noted the 2020 election fraud remains front and center for millions of American voters.
Right, and election fraud, they're pointed out in different cities, and we'll just have to see. There is a possibility that this could go back. That's why they shoved so much into that $3.5 trillion bill they call Reconciliation Act, so they can pass it without Republicans. They shoved so much in it. It's a whole bunch of leftist garbage and things that will change things in the country. I mean, it's over 2,000 pages that have, you know, people aren't reading. And, you know, and then the other day, but going on, this is very real about going to war over Taiwan. Taiwan has informed Australia, which is close to them, that Taiwan itself is preparing for war. We have other articles that say it, too. It's all over the place. After Taiwan said that to Australia, then they sent hundreds of jets and things, or warplanes, into the air defense, you know, area surrounding Taiwan. You know, it could be very, very real, you know. We could end up in a world war over that real quickly. And it's because we don't have any good leadership. And look, Russia and China would exploit that. Why wouldn't they? Because I think they know that it's going to come back into being, that we will... America will try to right itself and that will replace this illegal president. But why not take advantage of it now before America could basically come back into power? Okay, let's jump on to something else. The FBI announces a probe into concerned parents opposing critical race theory at school board meetings. This is big.
Okay, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the FBI has begun a worldwide probe into parents who oppose...
No, wide-ranging, not world. Okay, the FBI has begun a wide-ranging probe into parents who oppose critical race theory indoctrination on Monday, falsely alleging wide-scale harassment of far-left school board members and administrators. Garland announced the crackdown against parents in a memorandum. Concerned parents have increasingly stood up to critical race theory indoctrination in public schools, with leftist teachers unions appealing to the federal government to crush any resistance to anti-white curriculum. Now, they're trying to do that to turn us all against the white people. We've talked about it many times before on this radio program and pointed it out to you when it wasn't even as big a problem as it is now, but it's a quick, big problem. But let's go back up to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, come to find out, his daughter is married to a guy that owns a publishing company that's pushing all the materials forward to sell to the schools and other places in these programs to teach this indoctrinating program. So Merrick Garland's family, by him stepping forward and stopping anybody from condemning it, then there's a monetary plus for his family. They make money off selling the materials for that. And so that's a really critical thing, folks. So, you know, they're at war against us. They are at war against what?
Oh, I was just reading that.
Well,
we're
almost out of time, so we're going to talk about the Mission Church. Okay, well, folks, first off, I do want you to remember to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Thanksgiving is coming up. If you want to make a donation to help out with Thanksgiving, and like we were saying earlier, it's one of the very busiest days of the year. It used to be the busiest 2 days of the year because we'd feed both Thursday and Friday, and we will both feed Thursday and Friday, but I don't think that we'll have enough turkeys.
Yeah, I'm not. I usually make 15 to 18 turkeys, so I have enough turkey dinner for both days, but I'm just going to do Thanksgiving this year because of the turkey situation, and then I'll just make something different on Friday.
Unless it changes.
Unless
it changes. But if you want to support Thanksgiving, folks, if you want to send a donation, make sure you mark it for Thanksgiving so it will be used for that purpose. So you can mail a check or money order. You can do it over the phone. You can do it online. You can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. And anyway, today when I walked outside, three cases of Bibles came. I didn't think we told you.
No, I didn't know.
Elijah already put them in the truck before you came out.
Are those the ones
that we just purchased, yeah. But somebody donated the money for them. And,
right.
And so I purchased three cases of Bible, and they're King James Version, and they're also extra large print, or they call them larger print or whatever, but they're good Bibles, and we'll start giving them out on Friday. Three cases might last us a month or two.
Don't we have another donation to buy three more, right?
I'm looking at some other Bibles,
yeah.
You know. I mean, I ordered those all at once, but
yeah.
I was testing that company. Well, it's the same publisher of it, you know, different companies sell the, you know, they get them from the same source.
Right, you just wanted to see what they were before you ordered all of them.
I wanted to see, and I wanted to see how fast the people got here, so I just bought half at a time.
How fast the Bibles got here, not the people.
it's really ridiculous how many Bibles that we give out, because it just really is. It's really amazing how many go out of there. But that's a good thing. So we're giving the word, and of course I'll be over there. And you folks ought to tune in. If you don't use Facebook, I am planning on, that's where I'm gonna start putting the videos that we tape on Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm going to start putting them up at YouTube, or I'm going to have my son do it because they're downloadable to the computer. But if you are on Facebook, you should check out our Facebook page. You can go to Messiah's Branch on our Facebook page, or Wichita Mission Church, or Pastor Dan Catlin, Dan Catlin, actually. But those links are all over at prophecyhour.com. So you got anything to say about the Mission Church, or anything you want, need, hygiene, anything?
Yes, I still am in need of hygiene. I'm scraping up enough. I'm probably going to be able to do at least 50 bags Tuesday. I'm not sure, but they're just going to have shampoo, conditioner, and toilet paper in them, unless I can get toothbrushes. I think I have enough toothpaste, so I'm going to try and do at least 50 of them on Tuesday. We'll see what I can come up with.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. So, anyway, if you live in the Wichita area and you want to buy stuff and just donate it, call me, and we'll arrange it so you can drop them off. And especially clothing. We really need to do an
And tomorrow we will plan on doing a clothing day. So tomorrow will be a good day. Between 1 and 3, bring your stuff down there. We'll be setting tables up for them to take stuff tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't even know if you had.
No, we had our food donation stop for... There was something about COVID going on, so we didn't get it for this week. So it won't be back till next week. So Friday, we're just going to concentrate on cleaning out the shed and putting everything out.
Well, that's a good thing. And remember, it's wintertime. We need winter clothing. It may not seem like it to a lot of folks, but it is. But, okay, well, you want to tell them goodbye? Or?
Yep, have a good week, and Shabbat Shalom, which will be tomorrow. But I won't see you tomorrow, so I'll say it now.
Okay.
Have a good Sabbath.
All right, folks, you must remember that there is only one true God. Who is he? He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son, that's what it says, his son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repenting sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. He said that was the only sign given to a wicked and adulterous generation, was the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always,
Be a blessing to others.
Be a blessing to
pray
others.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's like praying for Messiah's return.
And the Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And the reason I say that we say that about peace, there will never be any real peace until Yeshua HaMashiach returns and takes control of this wicked, wicked world. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you'd please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.